Time now for Success Strategies with John Ellsworth, a program designed to help you achieve better control over your dairy business.
Given the difficult state of the dairy industry, lenders might, in some situations, be taking longer to make their credit decisions. Is this truly a tough year? Yes. Is this the end of the world? Hardly. Is your loan renewal taking longer than usual this year? Perhaps, but so are the renewals of many other producers. Do you feel like your lender is being tough on you? Well, welcome to the world of dairy finance in 2009. I've seen some of the most extreme lender responses ever this year, some that even supersede decisions made during the 20-month downturn of 2002 to 2003. Perhaps these same lenders haven't forgotten the implications of that downturn. Maybe this downturn hit some people more quickly than the others. However, I have observed two distinct and sometimes extreme reactions from lenders during the past 4 months. The best lenders have laid out specific guidelines for my clients and provided them with sufficient operating capital to keep their dairies running smoothly during this transition time. This has allowed them to continue daily operations without worrying about whether their lines of credit will be renewed, and has also allowed them to maintain positive relationships with their vendors. This ability to maintain operations in an ongoing and positive manner can be crucial to the success of any business. On the other extreme, I've seen some lenders drag out the renewal process so long that they've actually weakened the client even further. And then when the bank finally did complete the renewal process, the restrictions were so onerous that the client barely had enough money or time available to run their business. These same lenders acted as if they were doing clients a favor by completing the renewal. Allowing for a HERD loan with a 65% loan-to-value today is not exactly my idea of thinking out of the box. However, we still need to move forward in a positive manner. As a dairy producer, what should you do now? How can you position yourself to survive this downturn in milk prices? Number one, be certain all your loan covenants and reporting requirements are up to date. Two, maximize your overall results as much as possible. If you're not sure how to accomplish this task, call on someone who does. Number three, don't lose your vision for the future. Define clearly what you want going forward and maintain your focus on the future. Review your goals and set new ones on a regular basis. Number four, learn from life's lessons, also known as failures, and move forward without dwelling on them. Instead, make a list of what items you should consider changing and discuss them with others to be certain that it makes sense. Frank McKinney, in his book entitled Make It Big, tells readers, and I quote, "Do your job, do it well, and do it every day," end of quote. This is sound advice for each and every one of us. Number five, be sure to enjoy the process. George Bernard Shaw said, and I quote, "The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want, and if they can't find them, make them," end of quote.
Thanks, John. You've been listening to Success Strategies with John Ellsworth. If you'd like to reach John, you may call him at Success Strategies Incorporated in Modesto, California at 209-988-8960 or visit his website at www.success-strategies.com.